Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to continue our series entitled Making Good Choices. Last time we covered steps 1 through 3. This time we would like to pick it up with step 4. To make a good choice, you must first seek wise counsel. Proverbs 11:14 say, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." And as we read in Psalms 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." So it's very important that you understand where you're getting your counsel from. You want to seek wise counsel, and as I say, Christian counsel, that you make sure that you're doing things in line with what God says. Now, you don't want to go to your friends who are just not going to tell you exactly what you need to hear, but you need to go to someone that's going to give you that wise counsel and that say, "Hey, have you looked at all these different options? Have you thought about this?" And as that scripture says, there is safety in the multitude of counselors. So make sure that you get many opinions about your decision, but make sure that you go to the right people. That's going to be the key, that you seek people that have your best interests in mind and not just trying to get a gain from you, but wants truly your best interests. And pray that the Lord leads you to those right, those wise counsels. Step 5 is decide on your best option and then ask God to give you peace or make you uneasy about that decision. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So when you finally decide on that decision, what you have to do is make sure that you can live with that decision and that God gives you peace about it. Now, if he does not give you a peace about it, that means you're uneasy. That means that that decision is probably not a good decision. So make sure that you have peace with that decision that you make, and then ask the Lord to give you that peace or make you uneasy about that decision. And then step 6 is, don't be in a hurry. Wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Wow. Whenever we get ahead of God, we will stumble and fall. God wants us to wait on him, so that when the Spirit moves, we need to be ready to hear what the Spirit says, because God wants us to rely on him totally. And many a time, God is just about to bless us, just about to give us that direction, and we step out ahead of him, and then we got to go through the whole process over again. So what we want to simply do is don't be in a hurry. I can tell you there's not too many decisions that were ever made by making a quick decision, because one, you need to make sure that you go through your process making to make sure you make the good decision. People will tell you that some of the worst decisions they've made were the quick decisions. You know, on the surface it looked good, and then you went with this decision, and during the long run, it turned out to be the worst decision you made. Don't get in a hurry. And our last step is to evaluate the choice that you made. It's always good to just make sure that you've covered all bases and you can review all these steps and make sure that you made the right choice. And then, of course, continue to pray that the Lord gives you that peace, as we talked about.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.